Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is your hostess, Evangelist Janet Taylor, coming to you live from the Walls of Fire Deliverance Ministry International Studio. It's been about 3 weeks since I was able to get on, and I have missed this audience so much, and I pray that you have missed me as well. And I am glad to be in the place tonight. Glory be to God. Just want you to know that you can find us on the web at www.wallsoffiredeliverancemin.com. Also, if you want to email us, you can do so at wofdmintl@gmail.com. That is our new email address. And you can call us if you need prayer at 336-830-0601. We will be happy to pray with you. And if you are blessed by whatever you are hearing on this program tonight, you can sow a seed into this ministry. You sowing into good ground. We support an orphanage over in Kenya, Africa. We are also supporting some churches in India. And just recently, we have been asked to come together with a ministry in Pakistan. So if you so, and we also support a ministry in Israel. So if you support this ministry, you are sowing into good ground and you are helping us to take the gospel to India and to Israel and now to Pakistan. So the Lord is really doing a great work here, and I am excited about what God is doing. We're happy that you're happy, and we want you to know that we love you, and we are praying for you in this ministry. Glory be to God. So I want to invite you to join us for the sweet hour of prayer. That's Monday through Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, and on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We pray for 1 hour, and we encourage you to join us if you need prayer or if you would like to pray. Sometimes people just want to come on and listen, and at other times, they want to join us in prayer. And you are welcome to do so. Let me give you the number. It's area code 425-436-6333. And the access code is 716-5050, followed by the pound sign. Again, that phone number for the sweet hour of prayer is 425-716-5050, followed by the pound sign. We love you tonight. We are so thankful that you could be with us tonight. And I want to just get right into this word, to this message. Those of you that have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 4 and verse number 4. Glory be to God in the highest. And our verse that we're going to be reading from, I always read from the King James Version, and I study from other versions, but I always teach and preach from the King James Version. So we're going to look at verse number 4. I'm going to start with verse 1 and go down to verse 4, but our text is coming from verse number 4. And when Saul's son heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his hands were feeble, and all the Israelites were troubled. And Saul's son had two men that were captains of bands. The name of the one was Baanah, and the name of the other was Rechab, the sons of Rimmon, a Beerothite of the children of Benjamin. For Beeroth also was reckoned to Benjamin. And the Beerothites fled to Gittim and were sojourners there until this day. And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. Glory be to God in the highest. Our topic for tonight is wounded women warriors. Wounded women warriors. I'm talking to women tonight because this is how the Lord gave it to me. Now, I want to preface this by saying this applies to men as well. This does. This applies to men as well. You see, God has been dealing with me about Christian women who are warriors in the body of Christ, warriors for God. Many of them are prayer warriors, intercessors, just warriors in the kingdom of God. But they are wounded. And these women faithfully serve the Lord in the church. But because they've been wounded, sometimes both physically and mentally, they are in dire need of healing. Some women have allowed life circumstances to make them resentful and bitter. And some are angry, even secretly angry at God for allowing certain things to happen in their lives. These women walk with an invisible limp because they were crippled by some devastation that took place when they were young. All right, so I'm going to stop right there for a moment because I want to look at the text and then I will continue. It said that Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son, which made that grandson. And his son was lame of both his feet. And the scripture says he was 5 years old. He was very young when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan that they were dead. And his nurse, she took him up to flee so that he would not be killed. And she accidentally dropped this child. And he became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. Now, if we look at chapter 9, we know, and we're not going to go there right now, we know that this young man ended up in a place called Lodabar. And Lodabar is a place of destitution and devastation. And so he was left there. He was left there. And not only was he dropped and broken, but he was crippled and left. So he was in a bad way. He went from being a king's grandson, an heir to the throne, to being a cripple who was broken, left destitute, and was in a town. Lodabar was a place where prostitutes dwelt. And he ended up there, and he no longer enjoyed his royal status. He was now dependent on the people there to take care of him because he's crippled, and he has to flee for his life because there is a new king in town. Now, it was customary that when the new king came on, he killed the old regime. Anybody that was left from the old regime, the new king would kill them. And it was a matter of loyalty. He killed them because he knew that they would be loyal to and not to him. And so that was customary. Matter of fact, when the king died, they even buried his animals with him. So Mephibosheth, through no fault of his own, his father died and his grandfather, the king, King Saul, died in the same day in battle. And so now he's homeless. He's stripped of his royalty. He is dropped, broken, and left destitute in a place called Lodabar. And this is what some of the women, the wounded women warriors, are dealing with. From the outside, they appear to be strong, a strong woman, glory be to God, carrying the weight of the world on her shoulder. Inwardly, these women are scarred and hurting and carrying deep pain or nursing deep wounds. Many of them secretly cry themselves to sleep at night because of their grief and sorrow over the way their lives have turned out. I have a sister, so I know what I'm talking about. She went from being a blessed woman of God, a pastor's wife, and her, it reminds me of the scripture where it says that Naomi went out full and came back empty. And she said, don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara, which means bitter. Glory be to God. And that's what I saw happen to my sister. She went out full. She had a house full of children, a husband. They had a church. They had a ministry. They were pastoring together, and everything was going good. And this went on for many years. And then her husband got snared by the enemy, and he got caught in an adulterous affair with a woman. And in one day, their whole life crumbled. And my sister was left devastated. She was devastated. She was unable to forgive him, and she was devastated. It was like somebody pulled the rug from under her. One day she was happy and everything was going well, and the next day all hell broke loose in her house. Ended up divorcing, and she is now alone and has been alone ever since then. The pastor was the bishop of the church. He remarried. As a matter of fact, he married the girl that he got caught cheating with. And of course, that didn't turn out good. That girl was addicted to crack. And the whole family just fell apart. That whole family. And now my sister is wearing the cloak of bitterness. And I can see it plain as day. She's so sharp-tongued, it's almost unbearable to be around her. But something happened to her, and it has caused her to be bitter. Glory be to God in heaven. Most of these wounded warriors serving the church in various capacities in ministry, often they're the ones who carry the weight of the church. But if you look closely, they are also carrying other heavy burdens. Yeah, they are carrying burdens that they are not meant to carry. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They're carrying the burdens of being single parents, women who went out full and came back empty, heads of households trying to raise a family. Many of these wounded warrior women struggle financially, living from paycheck to paycheck. So I'm also mighty prayer warrior. They can pray down heaven. They pray for the needs of others, but are often left wondering who's praying for them. Wounded warrior women come from all walks of life. Not only do they look good on the outside, but they also hold various important positions within the community. They cannot be identified by race or color because Satan is not prejudiced. He's simply looking for whoever he can devour. These are God's women, but they have been left to mourn over some monumental loss that occurred in their life. These women can preach the paint off the wall, but deep inside, they carry deep wounds and they need to be healed. God has talked to me about this, and that is why I am preaching this, because God has heard their cries, and he has seen their tears, and God wants to heal these wounded women warriors. If you would, turn with me to Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Glory be to God. And this is what the word of the Lord says. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. So God has heard the cry of the wounded women warriors. He has seen their affliction, and he is come down to deliver them. God said, I'm not sending anybody. I'm coming myself to deliver them and to heal them. Glory be to God in the height. I believe that God has given me this message especially for these wounded women warriors. You see, I myself was one of these women. Glory be to God. And I thank God that he heard my cry. He saw my affliction. He pitied my groan, and he came personally to see about me. This is a new day, and God is doing a new thing. He wants to heal these women who are serving him. These women are practically carrying the church today. You don't see a lot of men at church anymore. The men, they seem to be missing in action. Now, I do believe that they're coming back. But in the meantime and in between time, these burdened women, these wounded women warriors who have been carrying the tremendous responsibility of keeping the church going. Because when you walk in a church today, that's pretty much all you see is women. You might see a man here or there, but mostly you're going to find the women in the house of God. And God wants to heal these women who are carrying and nursing these old wounds. God is coming himself to heal these wounded warriors. He wants to heal and deliver you. If you are listening to the sound of my voice tonight, this message is for you. Now is the time. This is your hour of visitation. I know the Lord gave me this word, and I know the Lord wants me to minister this, because there are a lot of women throughout the body of Christ who are wounded warriors. They're fighting in God's army, but they themselves have deep personal wounds, and they are bleeding all over the place. But most people can't see or understand that they are wounded, and that's the reason that they act like they do. You know, people think, oh, that's just the way she is. No, that ain't just the way she is. That sister's hurting. The reason she fly off the handle like she do, the reason why her tongue is so sharp like it is because that sister is hurting. And she has put up these artificial walls so that you can't hurt her no more. She's made a vow to herself. Nobody is ever going to hurt me again. These women hold various ministerial positions in the church. They're strong women, and they are keeping the church going. But deep inside, they are deeply wounded, and God wants to heal them. I don't know what they're dealing with. Perhaps they've been rejected or abandoned and left by someone. Perhaps some have been physically abused and mentally abused by someone who himself was wounded. And they became the victim of someone else's pain. And now they're all grown up. But like I said, they have erected these secret walls to protect their heart. But behind those walls, there is much pain, many tears, grief and sorrow. I remember back in the 60s or 70s when we were dealing with the Berlin Wall, and I forgot who the president was at that time, but I remember them saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. That Berlin Wall had to come down. It was a wall that divided East Berlin from West Berlin. And I brought this up because behind that wall, there is a stony heart. And God wants to give you a new heart. Ezekiel 36, I'm going to turn there. Ezekiel 36 and verse 26, a new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, and you shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Glory be to God. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. And the Lord saw that Israel needed a new heart and a new spirit. And God said, I will do surgery on you. And I will put within you a new heart and a new spirit. And that is what God is saying to these wounded women warriors. You need surgery. You're not able to overcome this thing on your own. Whatever's happened to you, whatever's messed you up like this, you're not able to overcome this on your own. But God said, I'm going to come. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to heal you. And I'm going to put a new heart and a new spirit within you. Many women are dealing with guilt and shame. And I want to read this to you. Glory be to God. Zephaniah 3 and 19. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted. I'm going to save her that was dropped, broken, crippled, and left, and gather her that was driven out. I'm going to gather the rejected ones, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. God will take away your shame. Glory be to God. And at that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. God says, I want to heal the wounded women warriors. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has seen your tears, and he has heard your cry, and he has come down to deliver you. God knows what you've been through. God knows what you've had to endure. God sees all your hurt and all your pain. He has seen every wound that you have endured, and because you had to suffer. He knows all that you suffered and had to endure. He saw what you've been through. He saw what happened to you. He saw when you got dropped, broken, crippled, and left. Glory be to God. But God never left you. Never left you. Glory be to God. And he said, I'm coming. I'm coming to deliver you. You have been in survival mode, and you have been a wounded warrior long enough. God said, you've been in this place long enough, and now it's time for you to move. Time for you to forgive them, even if they are no longer alive. God said, it's time for you to let it go. That's how God's going to heal us. That's how he's going to heal these wounded women warriors. It is through forgiveness. It is not to say that you did not have to go through what you went through. It is not to say that it did not happen to you. It is not to say that you were not abused or misused. It is not to say that you were not raped or molested. It is not to say that you were beaten physically. You were talked to like you were a dog. You were mistreated. It is not to say that these things did not happen, because they did. That is why God is addressing this tonight. He is acknowledging your pain and that these things actually happened throughout the world, throughout the body of Christ. But God is saying, enough is enough. And it's time to move forward. We're going to look at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Let's start verse 6. The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. We know the children of Israel dwelt there for 40 years. And God said, turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and unto all the places nigh thereunto in the plain and in the hills and in the vale and in the south and by the seaside to the land of the Canaanites and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. He said, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed. You see, you have been in this mountain long enough. You've been at Wounded Warriors Mountain long enough. You have cried you a river of tears over the same thing every year, over and over and over and over, round and round and round and round this mountain you have marched. You have told your story to everyone, everyone that you come in contact with. You look what they did to me. I want to tell you something about the spirit of self-pity. The spirit of self-pity is from the pit of hell. It is from Satan himself. Only two people show up at a pity party. Some people say, oh, you just need to have you a good cry. No, you're having a pity party, and don't but two people come. That's you and the devil. And God said, you have been around this mountain. You have dwelt in this mountain long enough. It's time for you to get up from there. It's time for you to gird up your loins. It's time for you to move from this place. You've been here 40 years crying about the same thing. We are not denying that these things happened to you. But God said, it's time for you to move forward. And you can't move forward holding on to the same thing. You got to let it go. You got to release whoever hurt you, whoever offended you, whoever abused you, whoever lied on you, whoever betrayed you. You got to release them. And the only thing you can do is forgive them. And you might say, I just can't forgive them. Then how do you expect God to forgive you? You want God to forgive you, but you can't forgive others. And some of the people that you holding these things against, these people are dead and gone. And what happened to you has caused you to become bitter. And bitterness is not of God. So God wants you to release these. Release them. Release it to him. Make a decision. Today is the last day I'm going to cry over this. Take off your mourning clothes. It's time to gird up your loins and be about your father's business. No more crying over spilled milk. God wants you to pour another glass. God has seen everything that you've been through. And God is saying, enough is enough. You have lived and worked and survived and endured all these years as a wounded warrior. And God is saying, enough is enough. It's time to move. You've been in survival mode so long that you think that's really how you're supposed to live. God wants to bring you out of survival mode so he can bless you. But he can't bless you because you're stuck at Wounded Warrior's Mountain. And God said, you've been stuck here long enough. God said, I am come down to heal you. Jehovah Rapha is our healer. Glory be to God. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. That is physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. We are God's people. The women of God need to be healed. And God said, this is your hour of visitation. Glory be to God. God wants to take away your pain and your shame. Let's look at Isaiah 54. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hope y'all being blessed tonight. Isaiah 54, verses 4 through 6. The Lord says, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shalt thou be confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. Thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Glory be to God. For thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. The Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou was refused, when you were rejected, when you were abandoned, when you were betrayed. God said, I have called thee. But he's saying, enough is enough. He said, I'm going to take away your shame. He said, and your reproach. He said, I want you to forget it. Forget about it. Glory be to God. And this bears witness with Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. He said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God is clearly saying, forget the past. Forget it. Forgive and forget. So many people say, I can forget, but I won't forgive. Or they switch it around and say, I can forgive, but I won't forget. No, you can't do one without the other. You're going to have to forgive and forget. Because that's what the Lord does. When he forgives us, when we repent of our sins, glory be to God with godly sorrow, God forgives and forgets. So we can't hold on to nothing. We can't even hold on to the memory of it. He said we got to let it go. Now the Lord told me, he said that wounded warriors, the wounded women warriors, have misplaced affection and have been misguided. And when God said that to me, boy, I tell you, I got a revelation. I saw myself in this misplaced affection. Sometimes, come on, women, I just got to tell the truth. Sometimes we want people that don't want us. We want people that God don't even intend for us to have. And I'm going to tell you something. If you just keep living and trust God to get through this thing, let God just walk you through it. When you come out on the other side, if you happen to see that person that you just thought you just could not live without, I'm going to tell you something. You'll look toward heaven and say, thank you, Jesus. I know what I'm talking about. I was in Walmart one night and saw an old boyfriend. And he was kind to me. As a matter of fact, he worked there. He waited on me. He bagged up my groceries. And he said, let me walk you to your car. And he did. He walked me to my car. And he just kept raving over me. Jan, you look so good. Jan, you look so good. And honey, I could not say the same for him. He had gone down. He was once a nice looking guy, but he had let himself go. And looks is not everything, but I remember how attracted I was to that. See, that's the flesh. That flesh will get you in a whole lot of trouble. I was so attracted to this guy, but he wasn't attracted to me. He didn't want me. And that hurt. Rejection hurt. Jesus was rejected. He was despised and rejected. That is painful. But let me tell you something. When that brother put my groceries in my car that night, he asked me for my phone number. I did not give it to him. I was saved by now, and I had strength over my flesh. See, I wasn't weak no more. And I got in my car. I thanked him for putting my groceries in my car. I got in my car and drove off. And when I drove off, I had to say to my father, Lord, I thank you. I thank him for not giving me what I thought I wanted, what I thought I couldn't live without, what I thought I had to have. God was sparing me. So it's some stuff that walked away from you. It's some people that rejected you. It's some people that betrayed you. It's some people that they just didn't treat you like you treated them. But you better tell the Lord thank you. Because if you look at them now and you see where they are in life now, God has spared you a whole lot of heartache and a whole lot of pain. So it really wasn't them. It was God. It was God who was sparing me. Sparing me. See, God sees the whole picture. We only see part of it. We only see the now. I couldn't see no more than the now. But God saw the future. And he said, oh, no, my child. Oh, no, my daughter. I'm not going to let you go off into that. Because that's going to be your ruination. That's going to bring you down. So God spared me. He spared me. I couldn't see that far. Can. And if you are honest with yourself tonight, there are some things that God spared you of. And you need to tell him thank you. I had misplaced affection, and I was misguided. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you know, they have this saying, you hear it quite often. People look at you and say, oh, that's a strong black woman. That's not even biblical. Glory be to God. I don't want nobody calling me no strong black woman. God wants to break off that hard outer casing around your heart so that he can love on you and minister to you. He wants to give you a new heart. Glory be to God in heaven. He wants to take away your shame and your pain. Glory be to God. But we got to let him. God said that women who are wounded warriors have been deceived. Yeah. You know, the other day I was on the internet and I got a prophetic word. And I tell you, this was so powerful. This came through Marsha Burns on September the 8th, 2024. And it was amazing because it was right around the time that, matter of fact, it was the same day that God gave me this message. And this is what he said. Long-standing wounds, both mentally and physically, will begin a healing process that will set you free from your agony. Believe it and receive it, says the Lord. You are not alone in your suffering. I am always with you. Come now and put to rest all hindrances of the past. Give them to me, and I will take care of them. Position yourself to receive what I am doing. Walk with me, go with me, and you will be blessed, says the Lord. And the scripture for this is Galatians 5 and 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now, I'm sharing this message with you tonight because I have been there. I was a wounded woman warrior, and I had to allow the Lord to heal me. I had closed myself off. I said I would never date again, never be married again. I'm just going to live single. I'm going to be unto the Lord. And God had other plans for me. 10 years. For 16 years, I didn't give out my phone number. I didn't talk to any man. I didn't want to be bothered. You know why? Because I was bitter. I was bitter. I was hurt, and I had built up a wall, and I needed to protect myself from being hurt again. And that is not walking by faith. That is not trusting in the Lord. You know what that is? That's trusting in myself. And I haven't found nowhere in the scripture where God told me to trust in myself, protect myself, take care of myself. He didn't say so. He didn't say that. So I had to finally let it all go. Thank God for the things that he spared me from. Because, you know, I wasn't foolish one time. I was foolish more than one time. I was deceived more than one time. I was betrayed more than one time. Because I had my eyes on the wrong thing. I didn't know the Lord, and I was just making one mistake after another, one fatal relationship after another, until I stopped. And in those 16 years, God began to heal me. My heart was stony, woo, and I was bitter. and I just decided I'm done with that. And now, after 16 years of waiting, God blessed me with the most meek and humble and gentle soul. There are times that I just can't even believe the husband that I have today and the joy that God has brought me. The love, how he takes care of me, how he's my best friend. There's nothing I can't tell my husband. He's a good man and he loves the Lord. So I thank the Lord for him. And I had to forgive. I had to forgive the people who hurt me in the past. I had to forgive them. It was like Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And do you know what? People really don't know what they're doing. And most of the time, they don't know because they don't even know that the enemy is using them. But the enemy is a tool in God's hand. So God allowed them to misuse me and abuse me and reject me because I had misplaced affection. But he didn't let none of them take my life. Glory be to God in the highest. I thank you, Lord. You know, I just had a flashback where I could have been killed one time. But God spared my life. My God. I had misplaced affection and was misguided. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 So the bottom line is, God wants to heal the wounded women warriors. He wants to heal these women who are serving him but are still carrying and nursing old wounds. The Lord is talking to somebody tonight. I don't know who you are. I don't know a thing about you. The only thing I can do is tell you about me. But I'm here to tell you that God wants to heal the wounded warrior women. And there are a lot of them. They're everywhere you go. And that's why there's so much envy and jealousy amongst women in the body of Christ. Wounded people wound other people. And they're offended at other people, easily offended. God wants to heal you, and he wants to take away your shame. Let's go to Isaiah 62. Woo! Glory be to God in the highest. Isaiah 62 and verse number 4. Thou shalt no more be termed, neither shall thy land be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. Glory, hallelujah. The Lord wants to do a work in your life. He wants to make an exchange. Isaiah 61 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God wants to make an exchange. He wants to take your pain. He wants to take your hurt. He wants to take your mourning. He wants to give you beauty in exchange for ashes, and the oil of joy in exchange for mourning and sorrow, and the garment of praise in exchange for the spirit of heaviness and depression. He wants to make an exchange. He wants to give us life in exchange for death. But we got to be willing to make the exchange. Give up what you got, which is nothing. It's nothing. It's not going to be profitable to you. Can I tell you something? Bitterness is poison. It will poison your spirit. And people who walk in unforgiveness end up with all kind of sickness. Unexplainable, starting to recognize that these unexplainable sicknesses may be tied to unforgiveness. They're starting to recognize that. They're doing studies on it. And they're finding out that when people who have been hurt forgive, they have less pain, illness. Forgiveness frees you. Not the person, it frees you. But when you hold on to a person's sins, it poisons you. And that poison goes throughout your bloodstream to all of your organs. And it begins to attack your organs, to break your body down. I mean, out of the blue, these sicknesses develop. You don't have a history of it. It doesn't run in your bloodline. It's out of the blue. Why? Because it's tied unforgiveness. And unforgiveness will manifest itself in your own body. That's why you got to forgive. You got to forgive people for you. It's not about letting people off the hook. It's letting yourself off the hook so that you can live in the joy and peace of the Holy Spirit. You can experience that. Glory be to God. Jesus loves us. And he has loved us with an everlasting love. The enemy has lied to us and told us we were not good enough. We were not pretty enough. We were not smart enough. We didn't have enough of this. We didn't have enough of that. But guess what? Satan is a liar. God is the only one who knows everything about us, everything, all of our secrets, all of our thoughts. He knows everything about us, and yet he still died. He still sent his son Jesus to die for us because he still loves us. That's unconditional love. It scares me to think of where I would be without the Lord. He is the only one who ever loved me like this. I mean, most people, they're with you up till a certain part, and when they start finding out things about you, they say, oh, I didn't know she was like this. I didn't know he was like that. But the Lord God Almighty knows everything, even down to the finest detail, the secrets that you will carry to your grave with you. He already knows. And yet he still chose you. He knows all about you and still loves you. His love is unconditional. He loves us with an everlasting love. And God is saying, I want to take away your shame and take away your reproach. He said, you will no longer be a wounded warrior. Isaiah 61 and verse 7 says, for your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Glory be to God in the highest. God wants to give you double for your trouble. One of the names of God is Jehovah Gamola, which means the God of recompense. And that's why we need to release people, forgive them. That's another reason why. Forgive them. Release them from their debts to us. Because he said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. When you hold on to it, you're trying to repay them. And that won't work. That won't work. But if you release them by forgiving them, God said, I'll repay them. And when he repays them, they'll be repaid, paid in full. God will settle the account. But we got to release it to him, to the Lord. Let God have his way. Hallelujah. I thank God that God didn't give me my just recompense for my sins. I did some terrible things. I did some things I don't want nobody to ever know about. I thank God that there is forgiveness. Woo! I thank him. I was one of these wounded warriors. And the Lord healed me. He healed me. And he wants to heal you tonight. He wants to heal you and deliver you, because he said, this is your hour of visitation, and enough is enough. Jesus, hallelujah. So I don't know who this message is to tonight, but God wants to bring you out of Lodabar, that place of devastation and destitution and degradation. God wants to bring you up out. And you know, I was so blessed by that, where he said, up out. He said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land. You know, that blessed me, because it would be one thing for God just to bring us out of something, but he said, I'm going to bring you up out. In other words, I'm going to leave you at a higher level than what you were when you went into that. I'm going to raise you up. Woo! Glory be to God. Raise you up and bring you out. Thank you, Jesus. My God. My God. We serve a God who loves us to deliver us. It's amazing how people can trust God for salvation. But they don't trust him to deliver them. Most people in the body of Christ need to be delivered. Everybody needs delivered. You got some that say, I don't believe in that. And that's why they're still dealing with the demons dealing with. The devil don't care whether you don't believe in him. He don't care. That has never stopped Satan from ruining. He does three things: steal, kill, and destroy. That has never stopped him from doing what he does. As a matter of fact, that just helps advance what he's doing. He loves it when people say they don't believe in deliverance. Oh, I don't need no deliverance. You saved, but you're miserable. You saved, but you're being tormented. Oh, yeah, you need deliverance. You saved, but you're not enjoying this Christian life. God said your latter end shall be greater than your former. And ain't nothing changed for you. And you think the problem is in God. It's in you. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. You got to be willing to let God change you. Let him transform you. And deliverance is a part of that transformation. God wants to do a new thing in your life. He wants to take out that heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh and put a new spirit within you. You got to let God. Just say, Lord, I'm done. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of being miserable. I want a new heart. Let God perform surgery in your life. Much needed surgery. So to all the women in the body of Christ who have been wounded, the message is simple. God wants to deliver you. This is your hour of visitation. If you will let God have his way, he will heal you from whatever it is that has wounded you. God wants you to be whole so that you can be useful and effective in the body of Christ. There may be somebody else you got to walk through what you've already come through. Right now, you can't do it because the memory of it, it's still tormenting you. But if you release it, give it to God, let God handle it, and make a conscious decision to forgive those who betrayed you, those who hurt you, those who wounded you, and those who have scarred you. That decision to forgive God will do a work in your life. And you will be so amazed. I'm telling you, he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. May God bless you. I pray this message has blessed you and encouraged you. I pray that you feel the love and the power of God tonight on this message. And that you'll get in your secret closet and say, God, I don't want to hurt anymore. I don't want to carry this anymore. I'm ready to release them. Those who have hurt me, those who have rejected me, whoever abandoned me, misused and abused me, I'm ready, God. I'm ready to let it go. I release it. Because I want to be healed. I pray that you have that conversation with him tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Apostle.
We have somebody in listening. I'm going to open up the line when you get through if they want to talk to you. I don't know if they want to talk to you on this. I was doing my work on the other side. I always watch the radio. When I see somebody come in, I stop that and get over here to open up the
okay.
line for you if they if
all
they
right.
want to.
All right.
Once you get through, I'll ask them. Yes, ma'am.
I'm done.
Okay. Area code 332, if you're there, I'd like to speak to Evangelist Janet Taylor, area code 332-257. Hello? Hello? Area code 332-257. We'd like to speak to Evangelist Janet Taylor. Air code 332-257. We'd like to speak to Evangelist Janet Taylor.
We can hear.
Okay,
them.
They put their hand up and yeah, but I don't know. They put their hand up and then they get out the room. Then they put it back up and out, in and out. I'll try it again.
Okay.
Air code 332. Air code 332-257. Can you hear me? You're live on Blog Talk Radio with Evangelist Janet Taylor. Hello. Okay, Evangelist, they're not where they're not there. They wouldn't be able to hear me.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep talking for a few minutes and maybe they'll come back.
Well, no, they're there. They're just not answering. Yeah, they.
I know. I can hear them. I can hear them. I can hear that person.
I hear them, but they're not responding back to me.
I know. So, Father, we just pray for that person. Okay.
Yeah. Let me try one more time.
All right, Apostle.
This is the last effort to communicate to you, ma'am or sir. Error code 332-257. Can you respond? You have your hand up, but you're not responding back. Error code 332-257. Hello. They're not hearing me, Evangelist.
Okay. Well, Father, we just want to pray for that individual tonight. We just thank you for them listening in. I pray that they were blessed by tonight's message. I ask you, oh God, to just minister to them tonight. Minister to them and begin to, that they would begin to release whatever hurt, whoever abused, misused, or even tormented them, that they would release it to you, God, right now in the name of Jesus, and that they would make a conscious decision to forgive those who have offended them, those who have hurt them, those who have betrayed them, those who have lied and rejected them, God. I pray that they would forgive them in the name of Jesus, Father, and that they would release the heavy burden, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to give them a new heart. Give them a new spirit. And God, sometimes people say, well, you don't know what I've been through. No, I don't know what they've been through. But by the same token, they don't know what I've been through. But I know the one who knows it all. Jesus, he knows it all, and he is ready and willing and waiting to forgive us of our sins. So how can we, those who have sinned against us? God, I pray that they find freedom tonight through forgiveness. Through forgiveness, God. That's the only freedom they're going to ever find is through forgiveness. For your word says that if we don't forgive, neither will our Father in heaven forgive us. So it is critical, God. It is very critical. It's critical to their well-being. It's critical to their salvation. It's critical to their health. It's critical to their Christian faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I am praying that the people of God that listen to this message tonight would forgive every one of their abusers or misusers. Forgive them all, God, and that they would come out of this thing free and clean with a new heart and a new spirit, allowing you to do surgery on them, oh God, so that they can experience the joy of the Lord, which is their strength. I pray for those that heard this message tonight, God. I just pray they'll get in their secret closet tonight, God, and have this conversation with you, saying, Lord, I'm tired. I'm ready to let it go. I'm tired of carrying this pain. I'm tired of carrying this burden. I'm tired of being tormented by the enemy. I'm tired of going round and round and round this mountain, God. I'm ready to go forward with you, God. I've been stuck here at Wounded Warriors Mountain for too long, and I'm ready to let it go so that I can move forward with you. In Jesus' name, I pray, God, for all those that heard this message, that they would pray that prayer and that they would forgive and be forgiven in the mighty name of Jesus, so that they may find the peace of God that they have been seeking. It's in Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. This is Evangelist Janet Taylor, your hostess tonight from Walls of Fire Deliverance Ministry International. I pray that this message touched you tonight, and I pray that you find it in your heart, that you had ears to hear what God was saying, not what I was saying, and that you would find it in your heart to release everybody who has ever offended you so that you can walk in the newness of life. We want to thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to reach out to us and let us know how this message impacted you, shoot me an email at wofdmintl@gmail.com. That's wofdmintl@gmail.com. If you want to call us, you can do so at area code 336-830-0601. Or if you'd like to sow a seed, if this message really touched you and you want to sow a seed, you can do so through PayPal or Zelle using JET245@msn.com as the ID. Glory be to God. May God bless you richly. I pray that you would rest in this message tonight, that you would just allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. You know if this is you or not. You know if this is you. May God bless you. May heaven smile on you. And again, this is your hostess from Walls of Fire Deliverance Ministry International, Evangelist Janet Taylor, saying good night. In Jesus' name, amen.